see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Dear hearts, this is our contour prayer for the month of April. And quite frankly, in all the years that I've been doing contour prayer, I come to this one a little bit troubled, burdened in my spirit. And I'll tell you why. For the same reason we find in 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verses 15 and 16. And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and misused his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy. The time for repentance was past, and I fear that the window of opportunity for repentance in this nation is closing. Mr. Putin announced in the last few days that there's a new world order being formed. Of course, he's referring to himself in China. And we know now that advisors to the leadership in China is telling him that they no longer need to honor their vow not to strike first with nuclear weapons, but rather to go ahead and execute nuclear weaponry systems, and especially against the United States of America. And I still say to the world, I lay every problem in this nation at the front door of the church. We need to pray, people of God. And I appreciate those of you who've joined us in this contrary prayer, regardless of your time zone. I appreciate it. And the first item we're going to pray is we're going to pray asking God to stir the hearts of his people worldwide. To stir the hearts of his people worldwide to fervency in repentance, holiness, and intercessory prayer. I say again, in all the years I've done concerts of prayer, I've never approached the microphone with what I sense and feel in my spirit right now, this day. So let's pray, asking God to stir the hearts of his people worldwide to fervency in repentance, holiness, and intercessory prayer. Let's pray that. Heavenly Father, Father God is one called of you to represent your kingdom. As a watchman on the wall, I join these, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we come before your throne, asking you to stir the hearts of your people worldwide, Father God, to fervency in repentance, in holiness, and intercessory prayer. Father God, in the nations of the world, stir the hearts of your people. Stir the hearts of your people. Deliver us, we pray, from our spiritual apathy, our indifference. And Father, if needed, prompt the people of God. Prompt your people. Prompt us in your own way to repentance, holiness, and intercessory prayer, if that is what is needed. For Father, we desperately need intercessory prayer. The Word of God says you look for a man that would stand in the hedge and make up the gap. You were looking for an intercessor. You didn't want to destroy the land, but you couldn't find the intercessor. And so you had to bring your judgment, chastisement, and correction on the nation. So, Father, we are coming before your throne as prayer warriors, and we're coming before your throne asking you to stir the hearts of your people to repentance, to holiness, and to intercessory prayer. And, Father, we may not know what you may have to do to prompt us to do that, but we ask you for it in Jesus' name, and we thank you. Our second item, we're going to pray asking God to bring correction to every expression of the kingdom of God on earth that he has birthed. Did you get that? We're going to pray asking God to bring correction to every expression of the kingdom of God on earth today that he has birthed. The religious community is fairly large. We have a large religious community on earth today, but not every expression of the religious community is a ministry birthed by God himself. So we're asking him to bring correction to every expression of the kingdom of God on earth today that he has birth. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Jehovah God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we, your people, come before your throne now asking you in this contrite prayer to bring correction, Father God, to every expression of the kingdom of God on earth today that you have birthed. Father, we have a fairly large religious community, but not all within that religious community are expressions that you yourself have birthed. But you know the ones that you have birthed, Heavenly Father. And we're asking you to bring correction to those expressions of the kingdom of God that you yourself have birthed, that you've brought to life. And Father, we understand and we recognize that you and you alone know what is needed. You know the type of correction that is needed. You know the degree of correction that is needed. You know exactly what needs to be done to bring correction to every expression of ministry that you have birthed. Father, we have expressions of ministry pandering to sin. And then we have expressions of ministry that are compromising. And then, Father, we have seen such a declension in the church, going back to the pandemic and social distancing and mask and closing church doors. And, Father, we have not come beyond that yet. And then in addition to that, Father, we have the pandering to sin. We have the compromise. We have the absolute complete violation, total disregard the Word of God. So, we're asking you, Father God, to bring correction. Bring correction, we pray, to every expression of the kingdom of God on earth today that you have birthed. And Father, we come before your throne acknowledging that we have no idea what your correction might entail. We have no idea, but we ask you to bring the correction that is needed. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now we're going to pray asking God to breathe. And folks, I pray these things. I pray these things in my private prayer time with the Lord. We're asking God to breathe frustration, strife, division, and failure on all the tactics of Satan that seeks to divide, weaken, and hinder the advancement of the kingdom of God on earth today. Don't be afraid to stand up against Satan. Don't be afraid to go to war with demons. This is spiritual warfare, and this is spiritual warfare praying. So we're going to pray now asking God to breathe frustration, strife, division, failure on all the tactics of Satan that is seeking to divide, weaken, and hinder the advancement of the kingdom of God on earth today. Pray that right now. Pray that. Father God, we continue coming before your throne, and Father, we're asking you to breathe frustration, strife, division, and failure on all the tactics of Satan that seeks to divide, weaken, and hinder the advancement of the kingdom of God. Father, we're asking you to breathe frustration on the strategy of Satan to introduce more false doctrine into the religious community, even into churches and expressions of ministry that you have birthed. Father, we have those today who think you should be neutral gender. They say we perhaps should not call you Father, but yet Lord Jesus Christ taught us to call you Father. But Father, I'm not telling you anything, Lord, you don't know. You know this is going on, but we're coming before your throne, and we're asking you to frustrate the strategy of Satan in his introduction of false doctrine into the fellowships. We're asking you to frustrate the strategy of Satan in his use of false teachers. Jesus warned us about false teachers. The apostles warned us about false teachers. And Father, we're seeing the produce and the product of false teachers that have crept into the church. Yes, Father, even into those that you have birthed. And we're asking you to breathe frustration, strife, division, and failure on the tactics of Satan in that expression. And then, Father, compromise. We do see pandering to sin. We do see the compromise. And we're asking you to breathe frustration, strife, division, and failure, not only on the tactics, but on every wile, scheme, snare, and device that Satan would introduce into the religious community, trying to, in some way, weaken, divide, destroy, weaken the kingdom of God on earth today. Father, we've got to have help. And I'm asking you to raise up those as well in this hour and this day in the life of this nation with a spirit like unto Elijah, Elisha, Jeremiah, John the Baptist, that will stand in the hedge, make up the gap, and call others to stand in the hedge and make up the gap as we pray, asking you to breathe frustration, strife, division, and failure on all the tactics of Satan. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Thank you. Item 4, we're going to pray asking God to restore all of his children who have failed, faltered, or fallen in their walk with him. Oh, hearts, what the pandemic did to the church. Now, we understand that not all who went out from us were ever of us. Had they been of us, they would have stayed with us. But others, weak in the faith, fearful, have faltered, failed in their walk with him. So we are going to pray now, asking God to restore, recover, and restore all of his children who have failed, faltered, or fallen in their walk with him. Got it? Not everybody who has left the church was ever his child anyway, but he knows who his own are. So we're praying, asking God to restore all of his children who have failed, faltered, or fallen in their walk with him. Restore them. Recover them and restore them. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now asking you to recover, restore all of your children who have failed and faltered or fallen in their walk with you, Father. Father, we understand that the governmental guidelines in the pandemic impacted the church adversely. We understand that it was a first time for many men in the pulpit, a first for many men in spiritual leadership. And Father, we criticize no one, but we come acknowledging, Father God, that the guidelines in the pandemic impacted the church, hurt the church, weakened the church, and to some extent divided the church. Father, we understand that fear adversely affected even some of those who are truly born again. Yes, your children, born again. But Father was a first again. And you understood. Father, did faith fail? Did faith fail? Is that why some have faltered? Some have fallen? Some have failed? But Jesus, you're the shepherd of the sheep. You understand your sheep. You know your sheep. And we understand, Father, that not everyone who left the assemblies were ever truly born again. But we understand as well, Father, that there were those damaged who have failed and faltered and fallen in their walk who are truly your sheep. So we're asking you, Father God, to restore those of yours who have faltered in their walk with you, fallen in their walk with you, or failed in their walk with you. Father, send like the prodigal, bring them back home. Bring them back home, just as you restored Peter that morning on the seashore. Let them know they can be restored. They will be restored because, Father, many of them have no real joy now. They have no real peace. They need to come home. So we're asking you, Father God, to recover and restore all of your children who have failed, faltered, or fallen in their walk with you. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And thank you, Father. Amen. Item number 5. This is heavy, but we're going to pray it. We're going to pray asking God to save or remove those in leadership who are themselves the agents of Satan, agents of Antichrist, and we're going to ask God to replace them with those who will honor him and his word. Understand the impact and the effect of what we're praying. We are asking Jehovah God, El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, to either save or remove those in leadership who are themselves the agents of Satan, the agents of Antichrist, and to replace them with individuals who he knows will honor him and his word. This is so important, folks. We need godly leadership at every level of life in the nation. And some of those right now who are in positions of leadership who are not saved need to be saved, and they themselves are children of the elect. They just don't know that yet, so we've got to pray, asking God to save or remove those in leadership who are the agents of Satan, agents of Antichrist, and to replace them with those who will honor him and his word. Let's pray that right now. Our Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne, and we're simply asking you to save or remove those in leadership who are the agents of Satan, agents of the spirit of Antichrist, and to replace them with those that will honor you and your word. Father God, we're asking you to deliver us from every agent of Satan at every level of leadership in the life of this nation. We're asking you to replace those that you must remove with those that you can trust to honor you and your word. Father, we understand that you use people. We understand that Satan uses people. And Father, some of these things we have prayed so long. And Jesus, you are the one who taught us importunity in prayer. The friend at midnight who needed the bread. The woman with the unjust judge. And you taught us to keep at it. To keep at it. We understand, Father God, that some prayers are delayed, but delay does not mean denial. But we're asking you, Father God, we've got to have some help. We have got to have some help, and you may not have, but Father, you do have a remnant in this nation. You still have a remnant in this nation and in the nations of the world. Father, not everybody has compromised. Not everybody is pandering to sin. Father, you've got watchmen on the wall in this nation and in the nations of the world who are watching and praying and seeking. And I'm simply coming before your throne with these people of God at this time saying, oh Lord God, give us a move of God in this nation. Give us a move of God that nobody can deny. That was God that did that. And I don't know what that means. I don't even know what that entails, but I'm willing to pray it. So, Father, we're coming before you, and we're asking you in your sovereignty to either save or remove those in leadership who themselves are the agents of Satan, they're the agents of Antichrist, and replace them, Father God, with those who you can trust, who will honor you, honor your word. Give us some help, Lord. Give us some help. We need some relief. We need some relief in the leadership of this nation, and we're asking you for it in the name above every name, the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Hear our prayer, we pray. Hear our prayer, we pray. Now we come to the last item. This is where we pray for you, your concerns, your burdens, your problems. And I have no doubt that some of you have grown a bit skeptical. Faith has seemed to fail. You're not sure God will hear and answer prayer. You see, I believe God. I believe the Word of God. I really do. I really truly believe the Word of God. That is why I try to live it. But I know that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How do I know that? The Word says so. So here's what I want you to do. We're going to pray for one another. But I want you individually, firstly, to tell the Lord what you want from Him. Tell Him. Say, Father, this is what I want from you. If you're born again, say, Father, I'm your child. You're my Father. And this is what I want from you. And then be honest with Him. Whether it's something physical, emotional, spiritual, financial, relational, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. But right now, I want you to go before your Heavenly Father and say to Him, Father, this is what I want from you. Then we're going to come back and we're all going to join with you in your petition before the Father. Do that right now. Tell Him right now, Father, this is what I want from you. Pray it. We're going to join you in your prayer. Have you presented your petition? Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. At the feet of Jesus. My Heavenly Father, Father, you've heard the petitions of your children. Father, I cannot heal these people, but I can pray for them. I can bless them in your name, and your name is above every name. And as the song goes, Father, I can't heal you, but I know someone who can. Jesus, there's nothing out there that you can't solve. There's not a problem out there that you can't solve. So we're coming before you and we are agreeing with one another, asking you to hear the petitions that have been brought before your throne at this contra prayer with these people. Father, there are problems out there. Jesus, we don't know what happened to the cross you were crucified on and the tomb that you left empty. But you resurrected to the heavens, and you now sit at the right hand of God the Father. You're an intercessor. You love intercession. And you've told us to bring our burdens, our griefs, our sorrows, our needs to you. We're bringing them. And in the name of Jesus, I agree with all these others, agreeing with those who have presented their petition. And we're simply asking you to hear that petition. We're asking you to grant favor. We're asking you to honor the prayer. We're asking you to honor the blessing. And in the name of Christ Jesus, I bless every single soul involved in this concert of prayer. I agree with them in their petition. I agree with them that you, Father God, would bless that petition. You would bless the blessing. You would bless the prayer. And that you would do it in such a way that when it is done, they will know that you did it, Father. Not some man, but that Jesus, the Christ, God the Father, answering the prayers of his children, brought the blessing, brought the relief, brought the answer. So we pray these things and present them to you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Well, thank you so much for being a part of this concert of prayer. Until we have a chance to do this again, you keep doing this. You keep praying this. And until we have a chance to do this again, you be blessed. Thank you. Good night.